The top official at the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration says the state's new long-term care program for Medicaid members over 60 hasn't met expectations. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports that statement contradicts claims the agency made under the previous administration, but aligns with concerns providers have raised.
The Pathways for Aging program shifted Medicaid members over 60 into health plans managed by health insurance companies. FSSA Secretary Mitch Robe says the state will end up paying those companies more than $300 million over budget this year. Robe says he never would have pursued a program like this because it doesn't make sense for the population it serves.
It's very difficult for managed care companies to manage the care of individuals who are in nursing homes. What is the value add they can have?
Robe says managed care works for pregnant people or people without disabilities because their care is more predictable. But he says vulnerable populations often have more expensive and less predictable care needs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.